This is What the Flux. I'm Brett.
And I'm Justin, and it's Wednesday the 17th of April.
Jussie boy, yesterday the departing CEO of Woolworths, Brad Banducci, faced a Senate committee into supermarket prices, and it was more action than a WWE tables, ladders and chairs match, my friend. At one point, a senator quizzed him on Woolies' return on equity and threatened him with jail time for contempt if he didn't answer. It's fair to say things are well and truly heating up in the supermarket world.
Speaking of supermarkets, B-Man, I just looked at my budget in the Flux app, and my oh my, I am spending a lot on groceries.
What did you see?
It's pretty unbelievable. It consolidates all of your spending into one spot. You can see across all different categories where you're spending. A lot of my money is going to groceries.
Three broadcast-worthy stories today, Jussie boy.
Let's do it.
For our first, News Corp Australia is making its biggest restructure in decades after Meta decided not to renew its news bargaining deal with Australian publishers.
Meta causing a big shakeup in the Australian media space. Mm-hmm. So tell me what is going on here.
Well, Jussie boy, back in 2021, the whole media world was in war with Meta, known as Facebook back then.
You'll remember at the time, B-Man. Facebook shut down all media outlets' pages on Facebook for around 24 hours to show they weren't fooling around.
But finally, Meta and Google came to an agreement with the Australian government and media publishers.
That ended up being around $250 million a year in payments for access to their news.
But now, Meta has said, no, thank you, we will not be renewing this deal.
And that means companies like News Corp and Nine have a hole of around $70 million per year from Meta.
Throw on top of that the decline in ad revenue more broadly, and News Corp and other publishers are in one heck of a pickle.
So now, News Corp has brought in PwC to explore a major restructure to their businesses with the hope of saving $15 million per year.
It's believed they'll be splitting their businesses into three separate parts. Okay. Free News is one of them, like news.com.au.
The second one will be city-based tabloids like the Geelong Advertiser or the Gold Coast Bulletin.
And finally, it's premium publications like The Australian, Vogue Australia, GQ Australia.
Just goes to show, B-Man, the risk of relying too heavily on one source of revenue.
Yeah, so true. So what is the key learning here?
When companies over-depend on one external entity for significant portions of their revenue, they expose themselves to substantial key party risk.
And Jussie boy, it's pretty clear that this means they're vulnerable if that one company ends the partnership.
In the case of News Corp, they've already suffered a pretty major drop in ad revenue.
In the first quarter of this year, News Corp saw a 9% decline in ad revenue compared to the prior year.
And the Meta deal was really propping them up to offset some of that ad revenue shortfall.
But Jussie boy, with Meta now pulling out of these deals, it means that News Corp needs to make it up in some way.
For our second story, Apple has lost its spot as the top phone maker in the world in the most recent quarter.
Apple got its eyes on the VR price too much? Tell me more.
When Apple released its first iPhone back in 2007, it revolutionized the smartphone market.
And was the final nail in the coffin for companies like Nokia and BlackBerry.
R.I.P. And B-Man, each and every year, Apple releases updates to its iPhone, some big and some barely noticeable.
But Jussie boy, it seems like this isn't enough anymore as Apple has lost its spot as the top phone maker in the universe.
To Samsung.
Yep, in the first quarter of this year, Samsung took more than 20% market share.
While Apple had just over 17%. Market share.
That's a drop of about 10% in the first quarter of 2024.
And the reason, B-Man? Well, Apple has seriously been hurt by slowing sales in China.
In particular, Jussie boy, some Chinese companies and government agencies are limiting employees from using Apple devices.
That's in exchange for the US government putting restrictions on Chinese apps for government workers due to security concerns.
So interesting. So what is the key learning here?
When big countries butt heads, it's not just about politics. It hits businesses and the economy too.
And Jussie boy, in the tech world, companies like Apple have to play a bit of a tricky game. Yeah.
If the US decides to ban Chinese apps or China makes it tough for American products, that shakes up things for companies that are caught in the middle.
This kind of tension creates an invisible barrier that can slow down the sale of products across these borders.
For example, B-Man, Apple has already seen its sales in China drop by 24% in the first 6 weeks of this year.
For our third and final story, Tesla is axing more than 14,000 jobs as demand for electric vehicles slows down.
Wow. A bit surprising to hear that, especially for electric vehicles. So what is the story here?
Well, Jussie boy, Tesla, headed by the mysterious and unhinged Elon Musk, is the second best-selling electric vehicle company worldwide.
It was at the number one spot, but was knocked down by its Chinese rival BYD earlier this year.
Now, just days after announcing its robo-taxi ambitions, Tesla is laying off 10% of its global workforce, i.e. 14,000 humans, to streamline its operations.
And its share price dropped 5.3% just hours hours after the announcement.
And, Jazzy Boy, this has come after earlier this month, Tesla cancelled its long-awaited cheaper model of its electric car.
Yep, despite the hype around electric vehicles just 2 to 3 years ago, the industry is really starting to slow down.
Yeah, so what is the key learning here?
For new technology to be sustainable, it has to survive past the early adopter stage.
When new technology hits the market, mm-hmm. it's usually the early adopters that first seek it out.
These are the people that are more risk-taking and often have cash that they're willing to risk.
And while Tesla has the approval of early adopters, mm-hmm. it hasn't quite reached the masses yet.
And B-Man, it's not the only electric vehicle manufacturer in that predicament.
Get this one, Jazzy Boy. Sales of electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids more than doubled in 2021.
Yep, they grew 62% in 2023, but only 31% last year. Mm. That's according to Bloomberg.
And there are a number of reasons why. For one, China, which accounts for the largest electric car market, mm-hmm. has been struggling to pick up in economic activity post-pandemic.
And in Europe and the US, two of the largest electric vehicle markets, the uptake of electric vehicles has slowed down because government subsidies are drying up.
And Jazzy Boy, this slowdown isn't just putting electric car companies at stake, mm-hmm. but government goals around global warming as well.
Mm. Flux fam, if you get to the end of the month and you have no idea where your money's going, then we have the perfect solution for you.
We're talking about the one, the only, the glorious Flux app.
It takes 30 seconds to connect your accounts and voila, the Flux app will summarize all your spending, where it goes, as well as your total balance. So if you don't want to miss a beat on your spending, make sure to download the Flux app.
Thanks for listening and we'll see you on Friday.